Reminiscing, I feel you near. Once more, you're my love of yesteryear. Howdy, folks. Yes, sir, this is your old friend Singing Sam. Let's just settle back and reminisce a bit. What do you say, huh? You know, sometimes, even though we try to avoid it, there's times when even the best of us feel lonely and blue. That's bound to happen, even in the best of lifetimes, I reckon. And the one sure cure for moments like that are moments like these. Moments of reminiscing and remembering, and listening with our hearts to a favorite song or two. Songs that are guaranteed to drive away all troubled thoughts with the kind of words and music that whisper, "Gee, but you're swell." But you're swell. When I say swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes, and I'll admit I get the luckiest breaks. And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly, gee, but you're swell. Swell, I mean you're lovely as well. When I say lovely, I mean glorious too. I'm mad about you. You're about the grandest thing that I ever knew. You've got just what it takes, and I'll admit I get the luckiest breaks. And I mean lucky, for what else could it be? When a girl like you loves me, I mean it honestly, gee, but you're swell. You know, some folks find they have the hardest time in the world trying to remember anything, let alone the memories of the people and places that they like most to keep in their minds. And yet there's other folks whose hearts seem to have the mighty happy ability to remember just about everything that's ever brought them pleasure or enjoyment. The moon on a grand spring night, the gentle whisper of the wind, and the answering murmur of the river against the bank. Those are the things that can stir up deep in their hearts whenever they hear a grand memory stirring tune like this one. Remember? Did I remember? Did I remember to tell you I adore you, and I am living for you alone? I remember to say I'm lost without you, and just how mad about you I've grown. You were in my arms, and that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine?
Did I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone? Did I remember to say I'm lost without you and just how mad about you I've grown? And that was all I knew. We were alone, we two. What did I say to you? Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are mine?
I remember to tell you I adore you and I am living for you alone. Did I remember to tell you I adore you and pray forevermore you are? You know, I reckon there isn't any memory our hearts can think of that brings as much real pleasure deep down inside of us as the memory of our first lullaby. Not the first lullaby that was ever sung to us. Most of us can't remember that far back. No, I mean the first lullaby we ever sung to a child of our own. There's a mighty heartwarming memory there, watching a pair of tired little eyes slowly close and the little fella getting ready for a trip to dreamland, while you whisper, "All aboard for Blanket Bay." All aboard for Blanket Bay. Won't come back till the break of day. Roll him round in his little white sheet till you can see his little bare feet. Then you tuck him up in his trundle bed. Ship ahoy, little sleepy head. Bless Mama, bless Papa, and sail away. All aboard for Blanket Bay.
Blanket Bay. Won't come back till the break of day. Roll him round in his little white sheet till you can't see his little bare feet. Tuck him up in his trundle bed. Ship ahoy, little sleepy head. Bless Mama, bless Papa, and sail away. All aboard for Blanket Bay.
All aboard for Blanket Bay. Won't come back till the break of day. Roll him round in his little white sheet till you can't see his little bare feet. Then you tuck him up in his trundle bed. Ship ahoy, little sleepy head.
supper and sail away. All aboard for Blanket
Bay. You know, it doesn't matter much which part of the country you come from. There's a song deep in your heart that will remind you of it and carry you back home and your memory. Each part of this land has songs of its own. Songs of the South for Dixieland. Songs of the prairie and the trail for the West. Songs of snow-covered mountains for New England and for that grand stretch of Indian country. Well, there's always songs like this one that we'll never forget. From the land of the sky-blue water. From the land of the sky blue water, they brought a captive maid, and her eyes they are lit with lightning. Her heart is not afraid.
From the land of the sky blue water, they brought a captive maid, and her eyes they are lit with lightning.
If you happen to be feeling a little blue, maybe a little under the weather, as the saying goes, when you first joined us today to share our songs and our memories, I sure hope you're feeling a heap sight better now. If you've enjoyed this bit of reminiscing and remembering, try to be with us again the next time we come visiting down your way real soon. Till then, it's your old friend Singing Sam saying goodbye for now.